The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.
This intersection is one of the busier parts of St. Louis City. For different perspectives and points of view to be welcomed into these spaces and then to come in and, you know, be consumed by other folks who might not have otherwise is a big deal, because we have a more whole understanding of what's happening in St. Louis.
That's artist Javen Solomon. I'm Jeremy Goodman, and this is Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture podcast. Earlier this year, when it became unsafe to gather in public with other humans, a lot of theater companies quickly pivoted to the internet. St. Louis Shakespeare Festival did a bunch of stuff online in the spring, and after it became apparent they wouldn't be able to perform in the park this summer, they put together something you could at least do in person, which was a walking tour with a series of stations you could go through, actors, musicians, dancers, acted out scenes from the play, sang a song, that sort of thing. It also included artwork by folks associated with Painted Black STL. That's a group that got together initially to paint on the boarded up windows downtown this spring and summer. St. Louis Shakespeare Festival and Painted Black STL have teamed up for another collaboration in the Central West End. It's a walking tour of storefronts that have been designed to represent scenes from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's called A Walking Xmas Carol. And almost all the artists participating are people of color. Most of them are black. For the full experience, you're supposed to listen to the hip-hop adaptation of A Christmas Carol by Q Brothers, a Chicago-based group who have worked with the Shakespeare Festival before. I spoke with participating artist Javen Solomon and Tom Ridgely, producing artistic director of St. Louis Shakespeare Festival. Let's start with Tom. I began asking him about his organization's pivot to online stuff during the pandemic and how they found a way to get off the screen and into the streets.
Well, we did an enormous amount at the very beginning. I think we premiered 65 new pieces of online content in the first 90 days of the shutdown. So it was things like the recording of Cymbeline, the mock trial of Hamlet that we presented with real jurors and judges and attorneys, and an adaptation of Venus and Adonis, which Shakespeare wrote during plague times.
Okay, so you did make yourself at home with this sort of video way of doing things.
Yeah, well, at the very beginning, that's what the only thing we could do. And it's the only way people were consuming anything. But as time wore on and as, you know, the lockdown lasted longer and longer, we just realized that, you know, people needed something to do and not just something to watch. And, you know, I think a lot of us tend to get out of our apartments and or homes in one way or the other just to take a walk or, you know, to get some fresh air at some point. So that's how we sort of happened upon this idea of a walking experience.
So this isn't Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol on stage in any traditional sense, but how did Shakespeare St. Louis get in the business of Christmas Carol related stuff? How did we get here?
Well, the festival's never done any sort of holiday program before, but as we looked ahead to the winter and the season, we just knew it was going to be a long, hard road. The days get shorter. We're all cooped up. So many of the traditions, the shows, the gatherings, the celebrations that make this time of year special aren't going to be possible this year. And so we just thought we had to figure out some way to bring a little light into people's lives and to give them something safe outdoors to do that didn't involve more time in front of a screen.
Tell me about how did you conceptualize a walking Xmas tour?
Well, we knew we wanted to do something outside again and something spread out so that it could be as safe as possible. And we started thinking about what sort of holiday traditions that we are used to doing would be safe in 2020. And the only thing we could think of was the old tradition of taking in the holiday windows when you would just sort of walk around downtown or Michigan Ave in Chicago or Fifth Avenue, New York, and just take in the holiday windows. So that was an outdoor walking experience that people love to do and is a great way to celebrate and take in the sights. And so obviously because of COVID, a lot of businesses are closed. There's a lot of vacant storefronts. And we thought, well, you know, rather than having those sit empty during that time of year, we can do something with them that's really beautiful and turn them into art. So we partnered with the Central West End and found a way to work with the businesses that were closed and some that were open to create a sort of 21-stop version of A Christmas Carol.
So tell me what the experience is like for someone who does this walk. What happens?
Well, so you show up and there's a first window and you scan a QR code and you listen to the opening number of a Q Brothers Christmas Carol. And so you move through the story that way and there's a little audio guide that sort of walks you through it. And then each installation has information about the artist and sort of how they interpreted that moment. But also there's the window itself, which is really beautiful and really interesting. So you sort of wind your way through the Central West End, starting at the intersection of Maryland and Euclid and ending at the Chase at the end of King's Highway there.
That's Tom Ridgely of St. Louis Shakespeare Festival talking about a walking Xmas carol. And a big piece of this experience is the humorous adaptation of the Dickens story by Q Brothers. And that's been a big holiday favorite for them every year in Chicago for the past number of years. I have demo versions of the songs, so here's a little taste of them. Wake them up, wake them up, wake them up! Get out of bed, we're leaving in a flash! Who are you? The ghost of Christmas past! Get out of me! Just feel the sound, don't be stinkity stink and bring me diggity down! You to see. See what? Jump on it, you coming with me. A diggity deep cut to hit you in your gut. Opening doors you done tried to shut. I'm not going anywhere. Yes, you okay, are. Now it's time for our short break. We will be back with my conversation with artist Javen Solomon about a walking Xmas carol right after this.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio. Slinging Christmas cheer, that be my biz. I do this every year, y'all know who it is. It's Lil' Tim. Lil' Tim! Decorating the tree. Martha, Mama, Deckham, decorate it with me. See, I'm so sick, by sick, I mean fly. No, seriously, really sick, like I mean I might.
Hey, welcome back to Cut and Paste. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, and we are talking about a walking Xmas carol. That's a multimedia art experience in the Central West End. Several organizations collaborated to put it together. Folks at St. Louis Shakespeare Festival came up with the idea. They brought in Painted Black STL. That's the group that came together earlier this year to paint murals on many of the plywood sheets covering windows downtown. The Central West End Neighborhood Association is involved, too. You can check out a walking Xmas carol in Central West End from November 28th to December 23rd. Now let's talk to one of the artists who worked on this. Javen Solomon is a co-founder of Painted Black STL. He put together two windows that illustrate scenes from A Christmas Carol. This is different from the work he's been doing around town the past several months. So I asked him what about this was a challenge or just different from what he's done before.
The main thing that we have been reminded of in these spaces is to remember to think spatially as well. A lot of us are very capable in the realm of, you know, mural creation and painting and so on and so forth, 2D, you know, pieces and works. And a challenge we have for this, a lot of us anyway, is, you know, moving things into a 3D sort of space to really literally and metaphorically paint a scene and create this you know, semi-immersive scene, you know, that, that comes out differently, that is interpreted differently by all of us. So a few of us are a little bit more literal and, you know, those of us otherwise are a little bit more abstracted, but that's where all the work is stemming from.
What scene did you get?
I got two scenes. The first scene is shortly after the Ghost of Christmas Present reveals themselves to Scrooge and takes Scrooge by Bob Cratchit's house to essentially see how he's spending his Christmas with his family. And, you know, we all know the character Tiny Tim. This is where, or this is at least one of the scenes where Tiny Tim is featured in a big way. And the second display that I have is where the Ghost of Christmas Present takes Scrooge by his nephew's, I think it's just a party, his nephew's like holiday party or something, and they're all playing games and Scrooge is missing out. You know, he feels like he's missed out on the fun all these years, so he's sort of remorseful.
Can we talk about at least one of the windows? Maybe could you take me through what you did?
Absolutely. So my favorite one that I am doing is the first narrative, which is the Bob Cratchit Christmas dinner with the family. A big essence that I took away from it was, we might not be rich in this way, right? In the Scrooge way. And sure, maybe Scrooge is wronging us, but we, you know, we don't need all of this, you know, fancy pants, whatever, or, you know, even that much money to still be rich. And what we are rich in is what Scrooge is actually absent in. So bless him anyway. And what we are rich in is love and family and loyalty, if you want to throw that in there, and just like contentness with each other. And we're not going to let this other stuff get to us too much, right? So the way I've interpreted that visually, as well as in terms of materials, I'm actually using mostly found materials. So, you know, i.e. things that would have been thrown away or recycled otherwise. So plastic bottles, glass bottles, different types of containers, boxes, etc. And I'm actually painting over them. And creating a new scene as to show that, you know, what's the old saying? You know, one person's trash is the other one's treasure. That's really what this is, in that, you know, this might not be some glamorous item, but it can be, we can flip this and purpose it into something that really is beautiful. And people perceive it as trash. And there'll be some lighting incorporated in there. There's a glowing heart that I'm going to try and get in there somehow to really just exemplify, to love what it is that you have to work with. You know, there's no shame in the life that you live as long as you're being decent, you know, being a decent person. And we don't have to, you know, break our necks to find happiness in something that, find happiness in things that we never had, but realize that it's what we do have that can and typically does make us happy. And that's, you know, our relationships, our you know, if you want to call it community, if you want to call it family, friendship, all of that stuff.
And that's something that's harder to come by lately, isn't it?
I know that's right.
And Javen, when you, another piece of this is when we look at how Christmas is often represented in American mass media, the films that we see every year, the term white Christmas is very apt, right? Really valuable piece of this is taking something by Charles Dickens that is as canonical really as it gets in terms of talking about Christmas in this country, and getting a view on it from artists of color.
Right. Artists of color doing that in general, as well as, you know, black artists, if we're going to get specific, is paramount to our culture, both in St. Louis, right? So locally as well as nationally. So for black artists in St. Louis, who I know, in a lot of ways from personal experience, just don't have the typically, you know, a large or, you know, significant or whatever platform to be able to communicate things on. And now, you know, they're in the Central West End, where, you know, Central West End, this intersection is one of the, you know, one of the busier parts of St. Louis City.
Sure.
And it's, you know, for different perspectives and points of view to be welcomed into these spaces and then to come in and, you know, be consumed by other folks who might not have otherwise is a big deal, because we have a more whole understanding of, first and foremost, what's happening in St. Louis, right? I mean, it's a huge deal to be able to spread that information to folks and, you know, for them to then interpret it and understand and receive all of this information, because maybe that then expands them or inspires them to do something else and talk to someone else that they might not have otherwise. There's no one group, and to get a little bit more specific, black people are not a monolith, nor are black artists. Through the artists that we've worked with thus far, there has been so much diversity in people's backgrounds, people that we've worked with, people's backgrounds, people's styles, preferences, mental states, beliefs, etc. And it's for us, it makes it that much more important, us being painted black, makes it that much more important to not have too much say in, you know, a policy unofficially that we have is not to speak too much on what an artist wants to create.
Javen, so somebody's strolling around in the Central West End, they see your window, they see your windows, they see the other ones. What do you want someone to get from? What kind of experience do you want them to have? What kind of thought do you want to go through their head?
Honestly, the first thing I want folks to realize and sort of notice is, wow, he made all this with like boxes and trash. Mm. Because I'm also pretty big into stewardship, conservation, and, you know, environmentalist things, as it were, the environment. I don't know. I sort of compound things that that I care about into the work that I do. So it's always a layered thing. But first and foremost, obviously, you know, this is really beautiful. Second, I can't believe this is made with trash and stuff like that that I would have thrown away. I wonder, can I do this? And the answer is yes.
That was artist Javen Solomon. We also heard from Tom Ridgely, producing artistic director at St. Louis Shakespeare Festival.
I am Jeremy Goodwin, and this has been Cut and Paste, St. Louis Public Radio's arts and culture podcast. It is produced with help from our executive editor, Shula Newman. Our intro and outro music is by Eric Hall. You also heard some demos by Q Brothers. And that'll do it. You can find Cut and Paste at stlpublicradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts.